You might be seeing headlines from college campuses across the country talking about how students are reacting to the results of the election. In some places, they've gathered for marches or protests. Columbia University in New York City set aside several safe spaces for conversation. Here in Salt Lake, the University of Utah did something similar. Neelam Chand with the U's Office for Equity and Diversity is with me live on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for joining us. What exactly is a safe space, and where can we find them at the U?
Great question. So the safe space is really a space for students to come and share thoughts and really process most of the recent things that's happened in the election, but really for students to come together and support one another and also get support administratively from our faculty member and from staff. So it's spread out through campus. We've got a few centers that are opening up spaces for students to kind of gather, spaces like the Union, the Student Union, the Women's Resource Center, the Center for Ethnic Student Affairs, and a lot of other student groups have spaces that they utilize for counseling and academic advising. So a lot of these spaces are open, and a lot of staff members are volunteering time to talk to students either one-on-one or in a group.
I don't mean to be condescending with this question, but do you have to be sad about the results to walk into a safe space?
You don't have to be sad about the results, and honestly, a safe space is really for dialogue and open conversations and sharing thoughts. So no matter what end of the spectrum you stand on politically or what beliefs you have, it's a space for you to kind of come together and support those who are having a hard time with some of the things that have been said, some of the rhetoric that has been said after the elections and during the elections. So I think it's just really a space for folks to support one another.
What are the rules of a safe space? You can't do this, you can do that. Are there rules?
I think there's just general social rules. So, you know, you want to be respectful. If things become too aggressive or violent, obviously those things will not be tolerated. But really just respecting others' opinions. We don't really, as an institution, we don't want to, we want to make sure that students are openly speaking, free speech, but we also want that to be a respectful exchange.
Thank you so much. We appreciate this respectful exchange. Neelam Chand with the U's Office for Equity and Diversity on the KSL Newsline.